Have you ever looked at a sewing machine and wondered how in the name of goodness do you work that thing? Because I know I have. Or have you had a hole in something and you said, I wish I could sew? Well, guess what? My next guest will teach you exactly how to do just that. Good morning to you, Rachel Broon of Oils and Needles. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm delighted to have you on. And it's fascinating because sewing really is... Is it a lost art? Are people forgetting how to do it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. And it's because I said earlier at the start of the show that both my grandmothers always sewed everything. Mm-hmm. My mother did. I remember her darning socks and all of that. I could honestly tell you I couldn't do it now.
Yeah, because now it's easier and cheaper to buy something else than even fixing, mending. So I think it's... But it's been lost like this.
It has been lost. And that is a shame, isn't it? Because there's a great sense of satisfaction, I would imagine, mm-hmm. in being able to mend something.
Exactly. Especially a piece that you have for years and you really love. And fixing. That's my workshops are a lot about that. Fixing, mending, helping people to give a new life to their own stuff.
How difficult is it to learn? Like, can anybody learn how to sew?
Yes, everybody can learn. And I see, especially with the children, they are not afraid. And all the kids I had over the last few workshops, they never used the sewing machine before. And after 2 hours, they could sew with it.
Because we don't give kids enough credit when it comes to stuff like that. Sure, we don't.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, kids can pick up iPads and all this stuff and within 2 minutes figure all this technology. But yet we don't give them credit with learning basic skills.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. And I'm amazed about what they can do in just 2 hours. And they're not just afraid. They have no fear. And that's why they're doing so well.
Yeah. And of course, it's a life skill you're teaching them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like learning to cook. If you can cook, you will always be able to cook. If you can sew, or if you can, you know, if you're a carpenter, if you can craft, you will always be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to teach kids these life skills. How did you get involved in all this? Where did your love of sewing come from?
My grandmother was sewing. My mom is sewing. So I started, I was 10 years old, basically. So it's a long time ago. I don't even remember the time when I wasn't sewing. So I was self-taught. And 3 years ago, I decided to start a course in Malo, in the College of Design and Tailoring. And I think it was the best decision I've made. So last month I graduated from this college and I learned a lot.
And so it's rolled into then. So doing the workshops for adults and workshop for children. Are they being done locally?
Yeah, I live in Yole, so I run them from my home, but I do a lot of. Private lessons as well in Cork, Douglas, a bit everywhere. So I can come to people's home and show them
how to do it.
And I work with Orla in Castle Martyr in the main street with the gallery. So next Saturday morning I have a workshop there as well.
Brilliant. And just a case of people can... Do people need to pre-book it or can they just pop in?
Yeah, no.
Do you have your number there? We'll give out that contact number there so that people can contact if they want to get booked into this.
087 92 53 943. Or go on my Facebook page as well, Oils and Needles.
Which is a great name. Where's the name? I was going to say that. Where's the name Oil and Needles come from?
Needles, obviously, from the sewing. And oils because I paint. I do oil painting as well. That's why I...
So you really, creativity is something that's built into you, obviously.
I could spend my life in my workshop.
And that's a brilliant thing to have, though. I mean, a lot of people are envious of that. Do you know, yeah. people, I know I would often look at people and I wish I could paint or I wish mm-hmm. I could do this, but that's an amazing talent to have.
Thank you very much. But I think when you love something, it's easier.
That's
know?
Just it, isn't yeah. it?
And
just
you spend a lot of time.
Yeah, all I would imagine you do. When it comes to the sewing workshops and stuff like that, mm. do people need to have sewing machines? Are they provided? Do they need to bring along equipment with them?
If they have a sewing machine, they can bring it. And I even do a discount if they bring their own sewing machine. And it's good to, if they have it, it's good to bring it because I can help them getting used to it if they are total beginners. So I get them started with their own hmm. sewing machine. Otherwise, I have sewing machines at home and they can see if they like it or not before buying one. Yeah. You know? And so, no.
And can people come to you with ideas? Can people come to you, let's say, with a picture of, I don't know, a pair of curtains? Cushion covers. So let's go with cushion covers. Mm-hmm. Somebody comes to you with a picture of a set of cushion covers and says to you, I'd like to learn how to make this.
Yeah.
Are you in a position to yes. be able to say, yeah, yeah, I'll show you how to do it?
I have hundreds of patterns at home, clothes, cushion covers, wallets, anything, teddy bears. I was working with... a lady, she writes book for kids, and she wanted her characters to get life, 3D life. Mm. So I saw her the characters from the.
It's amazing. Isn't it?
So it's brilliant because every day is different. So I never know what will happen to me.
Well, it's amazing. And when it comes to sewing patterns, mm-hmm. Are they hard to read? I remember my grandmother when she'd have
to read if never nobody taught you before.
Mm. And that's part of these workshops, yeah. obviously, that you show people how to. Yeah.
It's you can even come. So I have themed workshops sometimes, and sometimes I have just a class and you come, you're a beginner or you're more advanced. Like, it doesn't matter. You come with your idea. Or a pattern, or with no idea,
mm.
and we'll do something. If you just have to have the will to do something, yeah, and I will help you.
Yeah, it's just take the first step, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly.
You go from there. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely brilliant. I love seeing things like this. I love seeing crafts. I think it's a skill that we've lost. Not just in sewing, but in knitting, in carpentry. And I think somewhere along the lines, we have forgotten how to work with our hands. And I think that's only our generation, really, I think, has started to lose that.
And just make things from scratch.
Mm.
It could be anything. I think if you're able to just create things you need every day.
That in itself puts more value on your possessions, doesn't it? As you said at the start of the interview, we have an awful habit now, if something is broken, we'll just replace it.
Mm-hmm.
If you build something from scratch yourself and you're in a position to repair it, there's more value in that. Mm-hmm. It stops all this waste. And there's a lot of waste that we're all part of. Well done to you.
Thank you
for
very
doing
much.
This. I think it's a brilliant idea. So just give out your number there again and where and when the workshops are on, just so that listeners can know where they are.
So every Saturday, I post on my Facebook page all the classes for the next week. So it can be different. It's different every week. And so you can book from that, from the Facebook page or from my website.
Which is Oils
the same
and Needles.
Name.
Yeah, Oils and Needles, great names. Don't forget it, Oils and Needles. And that's brilliant. And your number is 087-925-3943. And you're in the Half Light Gallery. This Sasha, you said, was it?
No, the gallery in Castlemarter.
Oh, in Castlemarter, sorry. And that's happening this Saturday.
And if I can add something, in March, there will be a new shop in Middleton, in the May Street.
Okay.
That will open. It's a zero waste and refill shop.
Brilliant.
So it's a nice couple, Wendy and Andrea, and they will open so very soon. And they will provide products, food without packaging. And
brilliant.
we'll work together, because I do zero waste workshops as well, where you can learn how to make your own clinic products. So that's part of my classes as well every week.
And now more so than ever, it's so important to get to zero waste, isn't it? Yeah, it really is. Listen, well done to you. Brilliant idea.
Thank you so much for your...
Delighted to have you in. That's Rachel Bruin. The Facebook is Oils and Needles, guys. It's a brilliant name, Oils and Needles. And you can hop onto the website there to get all the information on all the upcoming workshops, both adults and children, that are coming up in the next couple of weeks.